Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Opa! Welcome, everybody, to Stavi's World. 904-800-STAV. Call in. We'll solve all your problems. We have a panel of returning champions here. We have Marie Faust and Derek Gaines. Thanks for coming back, bros.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
I think I live here now.
Thanks for bringing me back to Greece.
You want a sublet? You want a sublet the office?
I would die here.
This folds out, you know, we have a nice little...
Wow.
You just you just sleep here.
You got insurance? You got insurance or health care?
Oh, healthcare? Insurance.
Insurance? Healthcare? What kind of? Renter's insurance?
Yeah, something. No, if I had to stay, is there like...
I'm so you think when you rent a place, they also give you insurance?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
I'm from a different world. I'm from a very blessed world of South Jersey.
You live in Mount Sinai?
I meant to say healthcare. But
Derek, you're describing a homeless shelter. Where's the soup line?
Yeah, where's the soup line? Is there free bread every day?
Y'all got oat milk here?
I love it. I could see. I definitely could see you, because you put on some fits that are so wild that it could be the first day of homelessness, you know what
I
mean?
Almost,
where it's still clean.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, it feels like, you know, oh, this guy, maybe he's down on his luck kind of thing. You could, by accident, wander into a homeless shelter and get a...
It's my first day.
First day of homelessness, You put together a couple stuff. It's clean. It's warm, you know?
I always spit on this hoodie, so I was wondering if I could get some soup.
Yeah, exactly.
I spit on my
hoodie. Get a couple, couple stains, you know what I mean? You're
he's
good to go.
He's always got to fold his clothes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sleeping, but I ain't gonna crease it.
Be ironing with a pan. Keep that pan up.
Yep. So no insurance, but you know you're welcome. You guys are welcome.
Thank you, man.
To stay.
I appreciate it. Thanks
for coming all the way from Brooklyn. I know it's difficult.
I was in the car like, do I even like Stavros this much?
Bruh, you live deep out. You live deep, queen.
My driver saw the address and he sighed. He said, he got everybody back home. He went through the whole family tree and then we got here.
Yeah, that's good. Gives him a lot of time to make calls.
And you know? Like, I mean, y'all are men, but sometimes the driver will wait for me to get in before they drive away. This guy was
not
gone.
Not this time.
My shoe.
He was pissed.
Bitch.
All the way up, God damn.
A lot of great stuff while you guys are here. Make a day of it, you know. Go get some Greek food. Check out the visionary art. What is it, the museum? MoMA
PS1.
Moving
Image, yeah. And MoMA PS1.
Museum of the Moving Image, very close to here. You know, they have a great Jim Henson exhibit.
Oh, the Muppet Baby guy?
Yeah. I'm just pitching this neighborhood to them.
Very nice.
Fuck you guys.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We have Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Whoa, you got a Trader Joe's?
Yeah.
Trader Joe's.
Damn, what the fuck?
Yeah, what y'all got? Just Kifu?
Yeah, honestly, that is kind of bullshit.
Isn't there a Trader Joe's LIC?
Long Island City, yeah. Let's start with more completely New York specific stuff to really turn off 95% of the listening audience.
Well, where's the biggest chunk of your audience from?
Oh, I don't know. Should we run the analytics while we wait to see what we should talk about?
Let me see the graphs.
We'll do 12% New York, 11% LA,
17% Oklahoma.
I don't think I'm big in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
You're big everywhere,
Stavros. You know know what? Actually, in Oklahoma, I did a casino gig there, and I was like, damn, I'm a fucking piece of ass. Yeah, in Oklahoma.
You petite.
I was like, damn, there's 3 t-shirt sizes above mine here. When you go to a gift shop, and I'm like, I'm a medium, effectively. when 2X is just, they're just getting
cooking.
Oklahoma
10.
Yeah, absolutely. I did a horrible casino. I mean, thank you to the gig. I was opening for Bobby. It wasn't really my gig. The lady who did it was nice, but man, it was like, everyone was fat as hell, and it was like, and it's like old people with their oxygen tanks fucking gambling. Oh, yeah.
Did they pull up in the car, in the little carts?
Yeah. Really tough stuff.
They be parked outside. They tether their cart outside the showroom. Yeah. I've done Atlantic City plenty. Foxes. Yeah. Yeah, man. It's tough times.
Have you ever been to Oklahoma? Anybody here in Oklahoma?
No.
No, I went to Tulsa.
Tulsa.
Yeah, everybody that came to see me, though, was slim.
Oh, okay. You got
That's my demo. We didn't need to run the analytics. Everybody was
I didn't say it was my fan base. Yeah. I said they were in the casino. Yeah, people stopped booking me. They're like, sorry, man, we got to get new chairs every time you perform. We got to fucking ruin stuff.
If the show's not wheelchair accessible, it's canceled now.
When my parents were still married, I lived in Oklahoma for like 6 months.
Oh, interesting.
When I was a baby.
A little ass kid. Yeah, so you've got some Oklahoma.
Some Oklahoma in you.
Yeah, there was an Air Force base on Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
And I was there, and then when they divorced, no more Oklahoma. So it was just
sound like you want to unpack the divorce.
Yeah, hey, what's going on? Everything all right,
a product. No, to be honest, I'm a product of a good divorce. Okay. Product of a really good divorce. Both my parents are engineers. Mm-hmm. So I've been pretty much spoiled.
Okay,
my whole life.
Rich. Okay, 4 Christmases.
Super Bowl every Christmas. Super Bowl every fucking
Christmas.
Who won?
Who would win?
My mom, because she hate my pops. So she's like, nah. I'm always get some gifts. And anything he don't get, I'm gonna get him. So
what was the best one? Do you remember? Is there like one that stands
out? I remember 1 year. There's 2 different ones. 1 year, I thought I opened every gift, but my mom hid an entire basketball court behind the tree.
Basketball court?
So you know how the cement, you know how you got to put the cement court thing? So the box for it was behind it. So that she put the hoop behind them. So she said, we got to build it, but yeah, it's here for you.
Wow.
That was 1 year.
That's
and another year.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
another year, my mom set up the fucking racetrack around the tree.
Racetrack? What the fuck are you doing? You got real estate for your birthday?
My mom
a court and a track?
Hot Wheels track.
Hot Wheels. Okay. I thought you were talking about. I was literally like, this motherfucker got a go-kart track in his backyard.
My pop used to take me go-karting every time I went to D.C. So it was always a thing.
All right.
But no, my mom used to take out the presents and set them up around the Christmas. It used
the
to
setup
fuck
is
me
huge.
Up. I was like,
massive.
My mom is the truth. Nigga. Yeah, like, I'd be like, yes.
Awesome.
It was always fun. Every Christmas was crazy.
And your mom is still number 1 in your parent rankings?
Absolutely. It's mom 1, dad 2.
Mom, what about step parents coming in?
My dad's wife.
Yeah.
My
mom. My lady, my dad fucks.
Shout out to Cindy.
Well, Charlene.
Shout out to Cindy. I love Cindy. Cindy's great.
Didn't sound like it, man.
Cindy's great. The bitch my dad
fucks. Oh, shit. Yeah, shout out to my father's wife, Cindy. She's great. I love her to bits. I love her to bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Mom.
From afar.
She never set up any Hot Wheels tracks.
Nah.
No.
No Hot Wheels tracks.
Does she have any kids of her own? Did you have
she
any
does
step
not,
parents?
No, so,
oh, okay.
So, nah,
so you were all. And did your mom have any other
my
kids?
My pop. My sister. My sister on my father's side. So yeah.
Shout Before you or mom. After?
After.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm the first one.
Gotcha. The firstborn son, the little prince.
Yeah.
The little prince of the divorced family.
Brontosaurus burgers all the time.
That's nice.
Big old burgers. Superfluous. I learned that word a long time ago. Superfluous. Too much shit. You got too much shit.
Yeah.
You're living superfluously.
Wow.
Superfluously.
You got it. Hold on. Take your time. Eldest, put it up there so she can sound it out.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Superfluous.
What's the origin?
Superfluous.
Unnecessary. Especially being more than enough. Wow. Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's adding the lee to the end that makes it worse.
Superfluously.
That's That's hard.
Superfluously. You'll get a little buddy.
That's AP English right there. Yeah,
man. Good schools. Good schools.
Yeah.
Whole thing.
Love that, dude.
Dad, you are spoiled. Derek is a gossiper. XOXO.
I'm a mean girl. Lindsay Lohan out this motherfucker.
Regina. No, I'm no. Regina George. But yeah. You're
definitely. Woo. You're in the... You're
I
in the
know
crew.
You are Carlton Banks.
You know, I dropped out of jazz college to do comedy. I dropped out of jazz school to do comedy.
You were playing or you were like, dibbidi-dap?
I know, I was a girl. Now, I had to scat in class. I had to do scat classes. We'd be there, super dubop,
dubop, dubop. That's insane.
And you had to
You're
count
just
it.
Making shit up.
No, I'm not.
That's like what, no. That's like what poor white shit, people no, think rich black people do.
No.
Put on a tuxedo and scat. Well, of course, the black.
No. Shout out to Michael Jones, my rhythm and diction teacher.
Rhythm and diction
teacher. That's why you're crushing Superfluous.
Michael Jones, we had to sing beats in this. Doobie da dit, be da ba do, ba ba do be dit, da ba do da dit, be da dit. Like it was like weird
funny.
Shit we had to do in school to read music. But now I dropped out because I suck and I start telling jokes. I sucked at it. I was like, man, let me go tell
jazz
jokes.
College.
I dropped
jazz
out of jazz college
in Switzerland.
Yeah,
it was in Philly, but shit. Yeah. But so, yeah.
Oh, in Philly, that makes a difference. Yeah,
big time. That's
okay, do you ever go skiing? Let's keep it going.
I I'm not an outdoorsy guy.
I went skiing a couple months
Talk
ago.
Talk shit. Come on, Marie.
There we go.
Went to Vancouver with the white people.
Wow.
And the higher we went up the mountain, the more I turned into a rich white lady.
The air was so wealthy.
I was with all these black people, and I was like, where are you people from?
Yeah.
You just go up and whisper to the security guard, keep an eye on them before, will you?
Watch
I left my purse
there.
Back there.
Yeah. I'm like, are there lockers? I want to put my Casio watch.
Seems to be some Crichtons on the mountain. I don't know if I like these Crichtons.
I was looking for an Aperol Spritz at the top of the mountain. I was like, I'm just a terrible skier.
Yeah, no, I've never done any winter shit. I'd like to tube, but that sounds fun.
Tubing.
Go down that motherfucker fast as shit, then drink some hot cocoa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go, I mean, I'll meet you down at the lodge type shit. Yeah.
Oh, they start drinking at 2 p.m.
Yeah, people get really fucked up.
Because the liquor keep you warm, right? Don't it?
Well, once you start drinking, I'm not going back outside.
Oh,
I live at Apuesky now.
Okay.
Did you go with the crew?
Yeah, I went with Sydney, Alina.
Love it.
Oh, that's great.
You know, but
yeah, I saw those pics. Show me those. Have a good time.
Yeah, Chelsea Handler was there naked with her dog.
Wow. That's dope.
That's nice.
It was cool. But
that's a good
skiing
move.
Is hard.
Yeah. I don't want to do any of that shit. I just want to hang out. I said this on a podcast before, but I remember, I feel like in the 90s, every like show for, like, you know, Saved by the Bell, Fresh Prince, all that, they all had like a ski lodge episode. And I always had like a fantasy of like, I was going to stay behind and just chill at the fucking, chill at the lodge while everybody went skiing. And then another group, they'd have like a hot girl friend who also stayed behind, and I would get to fuck the hot girl.
The hot girl's friend?
Like the hot girl.
Who also stayed at the
lodge. Who is one of the friends of,
the other party.
I mean, yes. Thank you, Derek.
I'm hearing the fantasy.
One of you guys went to jazz college and can follow what I'm talking about. I have one educated man here.
Scat
class sounds like they throwing poop at each other. Y'all throwing doodoo at each other?
That is fucking hilarious. Did your parents want you to be a jazz guy?
No, I was a jazz guy in high school.
Oh, then I
wound up doing really well in high school, start getting awards and all that shit.
Hell yeah.
So I guess that was the way, because my SAT scores were so low.
Right.
The only school I could get into was jazz. So it's like, so yeah.
Yeah, the application twisted, is just a voice memo of you playing saxophone.
Yeah, man.
Nah,
I had to go in there.
You black Kenny G. Your soul. Did you see Soul?
Yeah, I saw Soul.
That's you.
I didn't see Soul.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, because you ain't got no soul.
Soul was like was a black Pixar movie.
I saw it. It looked, the guy looked like Roy Wood Jr.
Yeah.
But it was Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
And then they turned him into a cat for the whole movie, so the black people were upset.
Oh, really?
It's a black Pixar movie, but you don't see
the main black characters in it for 7 minutes.
Yeah.
He's a cat.
He's black at first.
That's
and then
awesome.
Like, nah, we can't have a lead be black the whole time.
And they were like, we can't have it too black. Let's add Tina Fey.
Yeah. Well, listen, we got to sell this to China, all right? And they're not big fans of black people.
They're
That's
not.
A lie.
Yeah.
You if really? I go to you China, really right? If I go to China right now, I have been, and they actually, we're not very nice.
Thank you. I rest my case.
You blotted it out your mind.
Yeah, well, why would I not suppress that?
Wait,
why'd you go to China?
Because I had a layover in Hong Kong. I was going to Thailand.
Oh, nice.
And we were like, oh, Hong Kong's going to be lit. And they were looking at us like. We would walk, they would like sweep up where we just. They were like, mm-mm.
And Hong Kong is kind of like because the British were there. That's almost, it's even like a more westernized
Yikes.
Part of China. So if you're in like mainland China, it'd probably be even more fucked up, I would guess.
Yeah. Well, Thailand was lit. They like everybody out there. Yeah. Weed is legal out there.
Yeah, it seems
Everything's
fun.
Cheap. I was rich.
Yeah, okay. That's awesome.
I felt like Derek in Christmas.
Yeah, I want to go to Thailand too, but I do feel like I need to lose a little weight because you can't look like me, tell people you want to go to Thailand because people just assume you're up to no good if you want to go to Thailand.
Yeah.
If with a fat, balding guy in a Hawaiian shirt's like, I'm very interested in Thailand.
Oh, no. That boy hunting
people,
for lady boy.
You would get fucking...
nigga out on the lady boy hunt.
They're like, he's here to buy people. Yeah.
They're so much cheaper here.
Yeah. That nigga is trafficking on a coupon.
Sex trafficking is so much more affordable in Thailand. Yeah, so, but it does sound awesome. It sounds like the nature sounds like, you know, the beaches are sick.
It's lit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
That's awesome.
There's a lot of Australians there, though.
That is a big negative.
Yeah.
Anytime you get too many Aussies anywhere, because they'll come to Greece, too. There's certain islands that Aussies take over, and it's just like, imagine if British people were louder and more annoying. That's pretty much Australians, you know?
Louder, more annoying, better teeth.
Better teeth, but and also stronger, which is a negative. Because usually British people are like, you know.
Oh, weak.
Yeah, weak. Yeah.
They were
a
bit frail when I went to London. Yeah, very frail, those guys.
Yeah, they're afraid of the sun, so the sun just doesn't come
there. Wow. Yes. And it don't. There was only like one sunny day.
That's a good point. Maybe that's the big difference is that Australians get sun.
Sun. You gotta fight kangaroos.
And the kangaroos.
And they be.
Jack
these
kangaroos.
Niggas be brolic.
They're kicking dogs.
Yeah. Drowning dogs come here with me. Like, whatever.
They are fucked up. They eat kangaroos. Do you know that?
I wonder what kangaroo tastes
that's
like.
It's a meat.
Kangaroo meat. It's probably like...
I'm not that interested in kangaroo
tough.
Meat.
Yeah.
Eldest, why don't you do a little producing? See what does kangaroo meat taste like?
Slim Jims.
That's so funny.
Honestly, they could... Yeah. Similar game.
Pink and red and very lean.
Like chicken. Like I don't believe that.
They
Anytime
say
a weird
everything.
Meat comes up, they say crocodile tastes like chicken.
Frog tastes like chicken. All of them chicken.
It does.
Everything tastes like chicken.
Chicken's delicious. There's no way.
I think crocodile does kind of taste like chicken.
Have you had crocodile?
Either had that or alligator or something when I was in New Orleans.
When I go to finally, I'm getting like one of them gator burgers.
All three of you are interested in gator burgers. Is that what I'm hearing?
I mean, I've been to New Orleans. I feel like I had.
You don't have to
alligator.
Eat gator.
Well, I think.
You see, maybe having a whole shit. The tail be all on the grill. I'll be like, all right, I gotta try that.
I'm not interested in that. It looks fucked up.
I saw an awesome video of like a. alligator that got like skinned and smoked for like hours on Facebook Reels, and it looked fucking good as shit. Honestly, when it was
like, I was like, damn, they fucked that alligator up.
I was like, damn, I don't know how much meat they had on
them.
Did
you see the spices that they used?
Yeah, they had a Creole blend.
It was a Creole blend. It was nice. It was reds and whites.
Oh yeah. How do you skin a gator? Aren't there like dinosaurs?
I don't know what the fuck they did, but they look crazy.
Cut it up, whatever. But yeah, I'm not interested in that. I'm not adventurous when it comes to eating weird ass animals. Give me a nice cow, a chicken. I'll eat seafood.
Okay.
Oh wow.
But no.
Clearly, you don't have a sophisticated jazz college habit.
Yeah. All right, you motherfuckers are eating vermin. You guys are like, we want kangaroo and fucking iguana meat. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, man.
I'm right.
No, I don't eat white people pits.
I don't eat ferret.
Did you? Oh yeah, that's a fucked up thing. A ferret girl. You don't want to tangle with those.
What's a ferret girl is probably a psycho. I assume
it's like a rich rat girl. Yeah, rat girls exist, but they're usually like art kind of weird
artsy chicks, right?
Art girls, yeah. Ferret girls are like horse girls with like asthma that can't go outside. So they get so they're weak and they want an exotic little
horse
animal.
Horse girls with asthma.
Yeah. Yeah, they're sort of I guess British to horse girls Australian, I guess is what it comes down to. But
that's wild.
Did you have any pets, Derek? Did you have any
I had a dog, I had a hamster.
Okay.
A hamster.
Back when I was little.
At your dad's
house? It got out of my mom's house.
Of course.
Did they let you have a rat in the house?
She's trying to win the parent Olympics.
Yeah. Because I had the cage with all the tubes and all the the hamster had something to do and I can watch him go. My mother has a dog now, so when I go visit, I just get
nice.
Cooper.
Cooper, that's a good dog name.
Yeah. What about pets for you? What I feel like you.
My family's from Haiti. They said, we going to feed y'all and nobody else. what? When I was in fifth grade, we had a class rabbit.
Uh-huh.
And every weekend, somebody Uh-oh. Could take the rabbit home. Uh-oh. And I was like, I want to take the rabbit home.
Yeah.
And
did it survive?
They wouldn't let me bring it home. Yeah. I got a goldfish, and my mom was like, if that fish gets big enough, I will cook it. And I was like, I got to get some.
Don't grow. Just don't
but
grow.
Goldfish grow to be the size of their tank. So they get big.
You could get a huge goldfish?
Have you ever seen a goldfish in like a pond?
Yeah.
No.
Goldfish can
get
massive.
Big. Yeah.
I bet they taste like shit.
Probably.
I bet that is not a good.
It don't look like
it's eating just those weird little fucked up pellets.
Yeah.
There's no way those turn into
is
delicious
that
meat.
Do people eat goldfish?
Related to koi, I suppose.
Maybe in some cultures.
Like so was
China.
So it must have been like a real immigrant house. What are we talking about? I grew up very muddy, fishy, kind of gross taste. You don't say.
Muddy, fishy. Not calling a goldfish fishy.
Yeah. I know it is a fish. The fuck.
It ain't like Chilean sea bass. That's
no.
It's not Branzino.
Yeah, it's not Branzino. Good call. A grilled Branzino does hit the spot.
Pretty
from time
good
to time.
Stuff.
I love a Branzino. I love a market price fish.
Yeah. When it got MP on
got
the menu,
MP,
guys. When it say MP on the menu,
you got your corporate card on you.
What a nightmare to go on a date with Marie.
Oh,
Marie only looks
MP.
At market price. Anything with a set price is not getting ordered.
Or when they order something simple. You ever had this? They order something simple, so you order market price, and they go, I changed my mind. I get what you're getting.
Yeah, that's tough. You think you've done the math. You're like, well, if this bitch is getting a Caesar salad with a chicken breast added.
Yeah, I can get me steak and lobster.
Oh, yeah. Salad at home.
I want what you got.
I want skin gator with the Creole sauce.
On your dime.
What's the ferret situation?
Is okay. there a tail?
Yeah.
Is
Our
there a tail soup?
Season right now?
Fly it in straight from Baton Rouge. Yeah. I want the ghetto. Were you eating weird shit? Because I mean, like, I remember my friend growing up, his dad was like a villager, a Greek villager. So he's like basically a hillbilly.
Okay.
And he literally, my friend thought he had a pet rabbit. And then one day he comes home and that motherfucker is stewed and eaten that day.
Oh, man.
So I remember playing with that fucking thing and then hearing that they ate it and I was fucking horrified.
Horrified.
Are Haitians eating anything interesting? Did they make you eat anything weird?
No, but I went to Haiti once. We were at my grandmother's house.
Okay.
And they had chickens running around. And she was like, I'm making dinner. She was like, let's go kill this chicken. And I was like, I said, what? And my grandma snapped the chicken's neck in front of me.
Yeah.
And And I'm like, there's a picture of my.
What makes it so my, funny is
picture of you.
Picture of my grandma holding it, and the chicken is like this, and I'm just like, damn this. And I was like, I'm not eating that.
I'm making dinner.
Anyway, that was the best chicken I've ever had. Fresh. Yeah, I said, farm to table.
Yeah. Man, farm to table's got to be good.
Ooh, literally, like she killed it. And then put it on the table.
Probably more gravel backyard to table, but if I had to guess.
It was yummy.
Yeah.
I'm still full.
That's all. Yeah, you're probably like, I'm not eating that. And then the second you hear, you like smell it cooking, you're like, oh.
You're like, oh, I don't think I've ever had chicken before.
Yeah, before this.
This is good.
Nothing. Did you go back a lot? Did you like go in the summers to visit family or no?
No, I've only been to Haiti once, and my mom wants to go back, but... the government keeps shutting down the airport.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Haiti's like, kind of wild.
Y'all can't come.
Even by Haiti's standard, it's gotten kind of wild recently.
My dad refuses to go.
Damn.
He's like, if your mom goes to Haiti, I'm unplugging the phone because I don't have money for ransom.
And I'm like, wow, because that's probably like a thing out there, right?
Everyone's getting kidnapped.
Yeah, what the fuck is going to go in there to get kidnapped? Everyone get taken.
Yeah. My dad said, I don't have a special set of skills.
Yeah.
He said, if you go, you go.
You out
if,
there.
If word gets out,
there,
our daughter went skiing. We're fucked. They're grabbing you at the airport if they find out our daughter's been on a ski lodge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her? Oh, yeah. Get her.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They'll pay for you.
Goddamn.
She has promise. Oh, yeah.
That's wild shit. Was it real Ellis Island style growing up? Because I literally shared a room with my two brothers, and our grandma was at the other.
Jesus.
The other. We shared a wall with my grandma. So it was real immigrant. Growing up in Baltimore, what was the damn. Faustin apartment looking like?
It's actually Faustin.
Faustin, okay.
You know, just you know, for the people.
Okay.
For the well-read.
Hey, I'll just pull up the word superfluous again.
Superfluous.
Superfluously.
Too long of a pause, Rory. It's not a guy. It's not Lee.
Superfluous.
Lee.
You're not describing a man named Lee who is superfluous.
I got so many syllables, like yeah.
Anyway,
unnecessary.
It's a multi-syllabic word.
Yeah, me and my sister had a bunk bed.
Oh, bunk bed, hell yeah.
Bunk beds, no siblings. Hell. Anyway,
wow, truly flexing on us. We've both had bunk beds out of necessity,
right.
Out of bunk space beds, saving. This motherfucker just
bunk
decided.
Beds, no siblings. My mom was like, "Sometimes you gotta go high, and sometimes you gotta go low." And I was like, "Hey,
this motherfucker,
that's the life I live."
Yo, Derek's imaginary friend had a better living situation than I did.
Yeah. Chuck was
that's
cool.
That's fucking
Chuck
hilarious.
Chuck sounded like he was too old to be hanging out with you.
Chuck.
Chuck.
Yeah. He had bitches over all the time. That's
why he needed 2 bucks.
Silly stuff.
Hilarious.
Well, cheers to the comics.
The bunk bed's awesome. It was fun. Me and my brothers would like rotate because there was three of us and there was a bed and then the bunk beds and it was like, we decided who got to do what. Mm. And then the funny thing is, I realized when I was like 10, I was like, damn, this sucks. We don't have an extra room. And it turned out we just had a room the whole time that like my dad had closed, like almost had boarded it up because he just had a bunch of shit in there. He didn't feel like cleaning out. And so when I was like 13, I was like, yo, what the fuck? Can I have this room? And he was like, oh, yeah, I guess. He was like, we just had an extra room this whole time. We three boys shared one little-ass bedroom because you didn't feel like throwing away a couple coats from the 70s.
That's
it was
crazy,
so
bro.
Fucking
said, these might come back in style.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, fashion is cyclical.
Literally, growing up, my father's junk had a room, and me and my brother shared
that's
one.
Crazy,
that is
bro.
Wild.
I know. But
it's
then
opposite ends of the spectrum right here.
It really is. Yeah, yeah. But then I got it. Oh, when I got that room going, I'm like 13. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a fucking little IKEA TV stand. I got the original Xbox on there. Listening to the radio. Hilarious. I was still listening to the radio. Yeah. They still didn't have internet. We didn't get internet until I was in like high school, mid high school. So I'm fucking Oh, dude, that was awesome.
Wow.
That was the best summer of my life. Just playing like, I don't know, Madden.
I remember.
And also Extreme Volleyball, where it's those ladies with big tits playing volleyball.
Extreme volleyball?
Yeah.
It's big titty volleyball.
It was big, big titty volleyball. Mm-hmm. Pull it up, Eldis.
Extreme volleyball.
Extreme volleyball. Yep. Extreme Volleyball Academy? No, not precise location. What the fuck?
Women.
Faster, Eldis, for fuck's sake.
Do some good. I don't see no titties.
Extreme Volleyball. No, not.
Shirts.
Volleyball game. Oh, Dead or Alive, Extreme Volleyball. That's right. That's what it was.
Oh, he had the safe search on.
Yeah. Oh, that looks cool. Oh,
yeah. Dead or Alive, Extreme Beach Volleyball. That was awesome. It was literally a game purely made for horny 12-year-olds to, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They in the pool playing volleyball.
A beautiful summer.
Yeah, okay, look at that. Go for it.
You know, we had to get resourceful. No internet, you know. What were we going to jack off to in my youth? We had to get video games.
Yeah, kids today don't know how easy they have it.
They don't know.
They all have iPhones.
Yeah.
Unless their parents hate them, and in which case they have droids.
Yep, exactly.
Born in the palm of their hand.
Yeah.
But this builds character, jacking off to a volleyball video game. Sorry, Derek, you were saying? You were saying about the internet? I was going down memory lane.
No, that's okay. No, because I remember when it first came out, my first computer game. I remember in the Chex box. Remember, Rice Chex, they came with the first AOL.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Doom version.
You would get a CD.
Oh, the CD.
Of like, internet
time. And I remember
time.
I used to be on that game for hours on the fucking mouse and the...
Dude, yeah, wait, what kind of game was it?
It was like a Chex game, but it was like Doom. Oh, oh. So it mixed Doom with cereal. So the
you
Doom...
You were playing like a cereal promotional game. You were playing like an advertisement for cereal.
This is hard. So Chex is the shit. Yeah.
Had a Chex game?
Rice Chex. Rice Chex had a game in the box.
Chex?
Yeah, Rice Chex had an internet game. It came in the box, and then I played it on, like, the first dial-up, whatever.
Hell yeah. Fun.
Do they still put prizes in cereal?
I don't think so. I think that's a lost art. It's probably all QR codes and shit now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
It's over.
Sweepstakes on the back of the box. And that's
sweepstakes.
When,
yep.
That was fun.
Eldis, they don't, man. The things you choose to fucking produce is so
Why
hilarious.
Why is cereal so expensive right now?
It's fucked crazy. Up.
It is $7.
It's fucked up.
Box cereal.
And the boxes are shrinking.
I know, dude.
I'm like, this is how much Golden Grahams cost?
It's fucked up.
I should steal this. And you can't even steal it. It don't fit under your shirt, probably.
And Golden Grahams
You have to steal
them. That's a deep cut cereal.
That's a classic.
You got to be an underground. You got to be raised Haitian.
Golden Grahams. You got to kill a chicken.
Golden Grahams.
Golden Grahams is solid. Cookie Crisp was always... The one I always wanted, but never my mom never allowed.
My mom never got me
Cookie
Crisp.
And then we got it once, and I was like, "Wait, I literally thought they were little
cookies. No,
but they're not. They're bullshit.
Yeah,
it's fucked up.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a vibe.
The Tricks. Killer. Yeah, of course.
Lucky Charms.
Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, I never had Fruity Pebbles.
Apple Jacks.
Cocoa Puffs.
Apple Jacks. Honeycomb, man.
Yeah. Love listing cereals.
Listing the good ones. Honey bunches of oats.
I felt really bad because I had two brothers, and one of them, it was me and then my brother Nick, who would just eat shit so fast. And so, like, a family pack of Costco cereal would go in 2 days.
Oh,
and
my
poor brother George would just never get anything.
Hey.
We'd eat his fucking leftovers. We'd eat his fucking. It was.
He's the baby.
He's the middle child. I mean, they're twins, so they're you know. But he was effectively, personality wise, he's definitely the middle child because it was like Nick was treated like the baby, and I was definitely the oldest because I was 2 years older. And Nick, we just would fuck cereal up in our house.
Your poor mom.
Oh yeah, no, it was tough. It was fucking brutal. Like, my mom had three young boys, and then my father, who's effectively a child as well. So she just has four children, and we're just crushing. Tough. Yeah, not interested?
No.
You don't want a boy? Do you want kids at all?
No, I don't think so.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Well, because my life is very, I get up when I want.
We travel.
I smoke when I want.
Yeah.
If I don't want to go home for like days at a time,
you
I don't
cannot
like,
do that.
Oh
you
my God, my baby.
So
right
here.
I'm
chucking the house.
There's a lady that like had a baby and she went to Puerto Rico for 10 days and left the baby in the house and
the
baby died.
Oh, what? I wasn't going to say that, but I was watching it on the way
That's
here.
That's crazy.
You were watching it on the way here.
The trial. Because she, in Spanish, she's like, I'm asking God for forgiveness. I'm asking my daughter for forgiveness because she got life with no chance parole. Oh, she's going to be in there a while.
So her plan was just leave
just
the kid?
Just Puerto Rican mom.
Dead baby.
That's her. This man.
Yeah. Puerto Rican mom, oh. Dead baby. Let's get right to the heart of the matter.
Jesus. Word economy on that search.
In Cleveland.
Oh, it was bad. Fuck. Left her. She went on a trip. Baby. Oh, man.
16 months?
Yeah.
She just dipped.
That's insane.
And it's
dude.
Like, babe, you could if you didn't want to have the. Like, bring it to Puerto Rico and leave it with family there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So when you come back, you don't have to deal with it. You right. have well, to
leave
deal
it at
with
the fire
family.
Station right, or something. Right, just
right. Put it in a basket and set the basket yeah. in a river.
Yeah, in a river. And let the royals take care of it.
Are you
I don't
not
know.
Christian?
Prince of Egypt.
Yeah. Cleveland, that Cleveland River is real polluted. That's the one that caught on fire. I don't know that I'd try and make a
That's
Moses
up,
there.
Man.
Yeah, I would do the classic. From movies, put it in a basket, leave it on a nun, orphanage or nuns.
There's always a church
a bell,
or a fire or something, but yeah. not
she was
leave
like,
it in the thing and let it die.
She's like,
terrible.
I got a pack, so I don't leave it. She's like, I was gonna leave it, but oh my God, my Uber here.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my Sheen packages to come in. I need to look good in Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Where's my e-ticket?
She's sliding the baby off the couch so she can check in for her flight.
Damn, dude.
Oh, no.
She's pleading mental health, too. That's a wild
That's terrible.
Move.
Well, obviously, she's not sane.
Yeah.
Just leave a child.
I really needed a vacation, Your Honor. And now that I'm back, I'm good.
Well, I mean, she got home. The baby was dead. She changed the baby's outfit.
Oh,
and
my
then was
God.
Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it's
wild.
Crazy.
Damn.
But so anyway, that's me.
You want to. Yeah, you empathize. You're like, yeah, I can see myself. I see myself in this lady.
I mean, I do feel like I would make a really cute pregnant person. Like,
right.
every time I saw a picture of Rihanna, I was like, oh, my gosh, I have a baby. Like,
yeah, that's you do. Funny. You can figure out some
me
fun.
A little Wolverine shirt with
yep.
the stomach out to
yep.
you.
Yep, that would be nice. That would be cute.
And then after 9 months, people are like, "Where's the kid?" I'm like, "Oh, I just wanted the outfits.
Yeah, the outfits.
I just wanted to shoot a couple reels. Yeah.
Just wanted to yeah. create some content.
Well, yeah,
I got a really good brand sponsorship with maternity clothes, so I just had to do it. That's the idea.
I'm partnering with Oshkosh.
Honestly, dressing up a baby sounds fun too. I think you'd
it
have a good time for
sound
that too.
Fun, but like all the other stuff is like, I gotta
yeah.
do what?
Yeah,
you gotta raise wake it. Up. You gotta raise.
I'm with you.
But also, like, I'm afraid. Like, you could raise a baby. You would have a baby, raise it, and it grows up to be a serial killer.
Yeah,
pretty great. Yeah,
I know.
It's a lot of risk you take.
I was
with
some friends who, you know, some were friends, some were people I just met, and everyone had kids. Except me, and I was like, I made a joke where I was like, everyone's talking about how great their kids are. I was like, I mean, your kids all could grow up and be huge pieces of shit,
right. mm-hmm.
and nobody liked that. Nobody, yeah. nobody. That joke did not go over well. I was like, statistically, at least one of your kids
yeah,
is gonna be a fucking
be
idiot. Yeah, and then
trash.
No, literally, everyone's like, oh, I mean, come on. And these are some of them were comedians. Like, we're joking about you know other shit, horrific shit
yeah.
moments before.
As soon as you call somebody's baby ugly, now you a baby phobe.
They were cute kids, but they were you know one of them is probably gonna. Be you know a fucking idiot or
but it's just wild
annoying.
Like so much can go wrong
yeah
so much can
and
go
it's
wrong.
Like I don't know if I want to do that
yeah.
feels hard.
I'm ready for I've talked about it before but I'm ready to go uncle mode. That's
uncle
it
mode
me.
Is the best mode.
It's perfect.
Send them money, they smile
send
at
money,
you
hang
show
out
up
with
to
them.
A birthday party with $1,000 worth of gifts.
Yeah,
$1,000 worth of gifts.
Well, I'm sorry.
This is Derek.
A couple
yeah.
hundred dollars worth of gifts.
$999
worth of gifts. This is what you do. This is how you.
Yeah, you show up with a helicopter.
Parents.
You're like, guess what, little buddy? It's
buy
yours.
A gift for all his little friends. And then
oh,
they
wow.
go, who the fuck?
This guy's
is
awesome.
That?
A gift
and
for the friends.
No, nah, because my
small.
Cousin Lukey, my little Luke, my cousin's son, rest in peace, Dougie. So I got a new. God, son, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll have it. He had his birthday in Jersey at that big mall. And when I found that out, I pulled up and went to the Toys R Us while they were still playing. And I counted all his friends. He had like seven friends with him. So I was like, I get seven gifts from him.
Yeah.
You know? Looked at all of them, bought them all something. These motherfuckers went.
That's huge. No, that's huge. Yeah. I was and then I left. And then word spreads he's got a cool uncle. Yeah. And all it took was $5 a head.
Yeah.
One yo-yo for seven kids. Yeah,
they, you're the coolest. Toys. He got the main, but I bought them all something. They lost their fucking minds. I was like,
I'm also starting to see the appeal of being a step-parent now, right? Because I have friends who have kids that I think are, you know, nice kids, but I don't want to be there to fucking in the middle of the night. So if I could meet a lady, she's got some kid, it's like seven. I've missed all the bullshit. Yeah. Now it's like a little guy or a little girl that I can be friends with and like teach some shit to, show them John Wick for the first time. Yeah. I've missed all the bullshit. Like now I'm like, that actually sounds awesome.
I feel like seven is a good age.
Seven's great.
'Cause they're not too young. And they're not
starting
too
to talk
old.
A little
that's
bit.
They,
yeah.
They're that's not too they old first... to think that you're not cool.
Right. You get a couple years to indoctrinate them before they're
What's
13.
What's that shit they say? Every 7 years, your shit resets or whatever.
I don't know.
So that's that first set of.
Sure.
Yeah, so.
Catch them on the second cycle. Set of the gain cycle.
The first, yeah.
Of the 7 year gain cycle. Yeah. Of course, that shit we all know about. Yeah. Every seven years.
I've always heard the nerds be talking about every 7 years.
You're the nerd.
I'm the nerd. No, Marie.
Sorry, man.
But anyway, no, yeah.
Sorry, man. In high school, you had a little bow tie on scatting at the talent show.
That's fucked
you
up.
Are the nerds.
It was never a bow tie. It was never a bow tie. It was a regular
Look,
tie.
Look, man, you got a fucking Hot Wheels track. You got a basketball thing. You can't also be cool when you have those things, Derek.
That's
all right?
Funny.
That's just how it works.
You can't be that cool with all that
I remember
shit.
Me and the other poor kids bullied the kid with money. I remember how it went.
Yeah.
It's all evened out now. We're all adults, but I know what it was like in high school. I can see it.
Tale as old as time.
Yeah, there was
the
one kid.
The rich kids get bullied.
Yeah.
And the poor kids wear Kmart sneakers.
Yeah, exactly. I was bullying the fuck out of a local anchor's son in my Starburys.
Starburst.
Oh yeah. My mom was like, "Oh, you like this guy, don't you?" Yeah. I had to wear him like three times not to break my mom's heart, but I was like, "Jesus Christ, yikes. this is gonna be a tough day."
Yeah. Yeah. When you walk into school, like, God damn, they're gonna kill me. Yeah.
I literally remember like trying to break them, like running sprints hard as shit, hoping that they would like,
yeah, rip myself out these soles. God, I hate these shoes. Yeah. I get it. That's so funny.
You Starburys.
Starburys, bro.
I got a lot of t-shirts from that Bear. What was that place called? They sell Starburys. It was like something in it. Literally, the berry was in the title. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Fuck. What were we talking? We were just talking about something before the 7 year cycle. I forget.
Kids gifts for the kids.
Nice.
Uncle, stepdads.
Yeah.
Being a better that. Coming
sure.
in as a
yeah, that's
a later
good.
Parent later
yeah,
that
yeah,
line.
That could be good. I could see some shit like that. The older I get, the more I'm like, yeah, I'm two traditional things, uncle, stepdad.
There you go.
That is like so clearly who shows up. Like I show up and everyone's confused. They're like, she married him. Like the first husband's like some hot guy. Second husband's me.
Step up. Yeah.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Step up and be that guy, yeah.
Absolutely. Can't wait. I see it in my future so beautifully and clearly. four or five years from now, second
four or
husband.
5 years.
You know, it'll be nice.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
I don't think I want to be a stepmom.
No?
Yeah.
Second wife, though, you could definitely be.
Yeah,
but there can't be any
kids.
I mean,
my goal
in
life was always to be like engaged like five times.
And it never.
Just like engaged to like a bunch of different people. Like every time you see me, I'm like, girl.
You keep all the rings? Or you
keep all the rings.
Keep all the rings.
I'm Thanos, baby. I set my fingers at all the ugly men disappear.
Yeah. That's fucking hilarious.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
You've never gotten close to an engagement? Nothing?
No, I mean,
damn.
I feel, you know, I'm like, if you stare at me too long, I like, mm-hmm. I run away. Like, I don't know. Anybody who likes me too much, I'm like, it's some.
Yeah.
It's desperate.
Yeah. It is fun to realize a lot of behavior. I feel like me and a lot of my friends, a lot of our behavior is like, damn. We are getting too old to behave this way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, you can hide it a little longer as a hot woman, like when you look like shit, it's like, all right, well, I'm 35. I got to kind of figure this out quicker. Yeah. You got more years, but you also have a fundamental mental issue.
Fundamental
that you got to figure out at some point.
God, you know? Listen, you know? I'm fine. Yeah. If it's gonna be fun, I'm gonna do it. If a guy proposes to me today, I'll say yes.
Let's get one out of five out of the way.
A runaway bride and my strawberries.
Yeah. Or strawberries to the court to get married. I'm gonna put a little I'm gonna bedazzle them.
And put some strawberries on. Take off as soon as this motherfucker start doing his vows.
But no, in actual, when I was in my early 20s, like I wasn't thinking I should get married. I was like, I'm trying to do dumb stuff and travel.
Yeah, this shit.
And eat market price and whatever.
Right, right. That's why, why not? I'm with that.
I agree, but it ain't the early 20s anymore, is all I'm saying.
Hey.
You got to just
stay healthy. 20, forever 21.
There you go.
Your favorite store and your plan. your guiding motto in life.
Forever 21. Remember that shit.
I'm dating people now, and if it's respect. Fun, they can stick around. But if you're too available.
Too available. So
I like that.
Is there like
too available.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Is there a formula for how available they should be?
You should be a little bit busy.
That's fair.
Right?
Yeah.
Every day?
I'm with you.
Should be a little bit busy.
Oh, my God. I don't want to see you every day.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
I agree.
Like, I was talking to this guy, and he would be like, oh, I miss you. Like, can I see you later? And I'd be like, I just saw you yesterday.
That's tough.
But also, like, when you like somebody, you do want to see them as much as you can. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Did you ever...
like somebody?
Like that much, where you're like, back-to-back days for you.
Oh.
Like a twofer.
Like now.
Now.
I'm talking to somebody. Well,
okay.
That's dope.
Don't worry. This comes out in like a couple months. He'll be gone by then.
It'll
be over by then, Marie. So say whatever you want. This will come out in the summer. You won't even have this guy. You'll be blocked on all social platforms by then.
Yeah. By then, you'll be fine. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Post-date.
But like every year is somebody that I like.
I see.
And that's I want to see them. And then, you know.
So is this a little bit of projection to you where you're like, you don't like when you get that way?
What?
When you get too available, like you don't like the way you feel like that, or
no? Well, I'm not too available. I'm busy.
I see.
And even when I'm not busy, I'm busy. So,
sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
But it's like it's better that way. I don't know if I could live with somebody.
Yeah.
Because it's like.
Yeah, me and my girl still got separate apartments. We still.
How long have y'all been together?
3 years, but that's pandemic. You got to understand that forced us into a situation where we had to kind of, oh fuck, we got to deal with each other. But it worked out. And I was like, damn, it worked out. But
come on, it's just starting to go good for me. I'm on TV, and now I have a girlfriend.
My skin, like, I got eczema medication.
Yeah.
So my skin's clear now. Oh, nigga, this shit hurts.
Yeah, skin cleared up.
I'm gorgeous now. And I'm
Bupkis
like,
gets season two. Now I have a girlfriend.
I'm on Blue Bloods. I'm a snitch on CBS.
I'm shaking hands with fucking Tom Selleck over here.
Tom Selleck and Donnie Wahlberg. That's
so living alone is great.
It is.
I agree with you. I have a friend who's married, and her and her husband have separate bedrooms. That I think is awesome.
I think
still the same
bedrooms,
house, but separate rooms where it's like.
I think separate bathrooms too, though.
For sure.
Okay. Hey, man.
Well, because y'all be getting beard hair and pubes.
Separate sinks. I remember one thing I remember seeing in my father's house. Him and his wife did have separate sinks. Separate showers and all that shit. It's pretty ill.
Okay.
I agree with all this, and I also think everyone in this room, except for Eldest, who is a happily married man, has clear commitment issues. Like, nothing we're saying is unreasonable.
We're like, separate rooms.
Yeah, maybe separate apartments.
Let's get married. You live across the
street. Don't talk to me too much.
We can put a tunnel between the houses to connect them. That's what love is.
Yeah,
interesting. So yeah, I don't know. I would say look into that.
Babe, that we're married now, can I pick you up tomorrow around 7? I'm going to go home and come back and pick you up tomorrow around 7.
Or like get a duplex and then you got a floor, I got a floor.
Meet me for dinner.
Yeah, ask me on a date, babe. You're late picking me up.
You share your Google Calendar with your husband. You're like, here, the green highlighted days are when I'm available.
Here's my avail.
Let me pencil my wife in. I'm gonna pencil my wife in.
Ah, fuck. Interesting. Interesting. Well, we're not going to get to the bottom of all of our mental issues here today, our commitment issues, but I do think we can at least try and help some of our listeners here. Okay. What do you guys say? You guys want to bring your unhinged perspectives to these people?
Absolutely.
That's why I came all the way to Greece.
And before that, we should say, do you guys have anything you want to plug in particular?
Yeah.
What do we got?
When does this come out?
Oh, who knows?
Oh, shit. Dude. Never mind.
Maybe July.
No, not July.
July.
Maybe.
Is it?
Born July.
I think June.
You banked at that many episodes?
Dog, I'm gone. As soon as I'm done this week, I'm not coming back to New York. I'm going to Baltimore. I told you, I'm going to Fat Camp.
You got to go to Fat Camp and get right.
I'm gonna the next batch of podcasts you guys see, I will be hopefully 25 pounds less than this. So okay. We'll see.
You're going to be gone for 6 months and lose 25 pounds.
It's 3 months.
Yeah.
How much am I? A pound a day?
You'll be all right.
Yeah, it's doable.
I could do 6. I feel like you think 40?
I feel like this podcast can get sponsored by Ozempic.
No, I can't. I don't trust that shit. Mm. I want to give it a couple, see if anybody dies. You know what I mean?
Right. It's still in beta.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is Khloe Kardashian going to collapse someday?
Yeah.
You know collapse with a K. Khloe Kardashian collapse.
Yeah. If that happens, you know. I'm trying to stay. I'm scared.
Keeping up with the collapsing Kardashians.
Anyway, I don't want that.
Speaking of Khloe, rest in peace to OJ Simpson.
There you go. Yeah. Her father just passed away.
R.I.P. R.I.P. to another man. Derek, is this hard as a member of the black upper class to lose OJ?
It was tough, man, because they didn't show not one football highlight. It was just the chase again. I'm like, stop showing this chase. Let me see this nigga run up the field. None of that. No. What was it? Naked Gun? He was a Naked Gun. Can't watch that. Yeah. It's just he's a murderer. Yeah. Fine.
They say his son did it.
Right.
And he was covering for his kid.
That is one of the theories.
That is a take.
My thing is he clearly murdered his wife. That's actually what I think it is. He clearly murdered the woman he had a pattern of physical abuse towards.
But that's,
the other thing that we've talked about is that how the NFL, as soon as he died, had like nuked his brain.
Oh yeah,
they were like, we are not letting you motherfuckers study this guy's brain
CTE.
And see what all bouncing the, around in 70s helmets did to his brain.
That head he had.
His head was big as
his head was just full of CTE. Just a jar full of CTE.
His like, it's fucked up. We don't get to see how many holes he had.
You're
in
like, you ever go to a bar and see a jar full of pickled eggs? That's what's in OJ's head.
Pickled eggs. Ew, that's so nasty.
Why is there pickled eggs on the fucking counter, nigga?
That is disgusting. And that probably is what his brain looked like.
Pickled eggs.
Go ahead and hit us with some stuff, babe.
Sure. Marie, can you get the mic a little closer?
Oh, you're not getting these gems
what's
that I'm dropping?
There you go. Baby, what's up, Eldis? Love the show. I listen to every free episode because I'm a cheap bitch.
Dumbass.
What's up, Stabby Baby? What's up, Elvis? Love the show. I listen to every free episode because I'm a cheap bitch.
What?
But I'll get right to it.
He wants to
I got myself
episode.
Into this situation with a coworker. I'm 28. She's well into her 50s, but it's not like a sex thing. But the problem is that she's known as a person that complains about everything. Literally fucking everything. And I'm the type of guy that if someone needs to vent, you know, I'll go ahead and lend an ear. But she calls me almost daily to vent about work, her kids, her mom, her ex. And I just don't give a single fuck. But I'm trying to be nice and lend an ear. So I usually just end up putting her on speaker and just keep working because she can literally talk for an hour straight to herself. Sometimes I don't even answer. But it doesn't seem to discourage her. And she's a VP, so I feel like I can't tell her to fuck off. But it's to the point that she's texting me her problems, like even when I'm out with friends or hanging with my girl. She just doesn't get the hint. Like, I don't even respond. I think I got a text last night at 11 p.m. about how her kid isn't coming home for Easter. And honestly, I don't fucking blame him. I'm kind of afraid I've become some kind of emotional dog for her. Any idea how to get her to stop fucking talking to me? Thanks, guys. Love the show. Please help.
Interesting. Wow. That
change
sucks.
Your number.
That
you
sucks.
You gotta switch jobs.
Or yeah. change your whole job.
Yeah, there's no...
she's a VP.
Yeah. There's no way around this unless you, like... unless you get her to hate you.
Right.
Mm. Which will fuck your job up anyway.
Mm.
Right. Like, is she... what kind of person is this? Is this, like, a... she's, like, in her 50s. She's a VP of some company. She like an MSNBC liberal? Should you become MAGA just to throw her off the scent? Just, or is it the opposite? Is she like a Republican and you should start talking about how, you know, has she thought about a sex change? You know, let's get more immigrants in here. Right. Just like kind of hit them with their talking points.
Yeah.
This sucks. I mean, the fact that you let this get this far is crazy.
It's crazy.
Crazy, yeah, dude.
It sounds like she's single.
Yes.
You need to get her a man.
Ooh, that's
true. Yeah, that's what
fix,
it is.
The fix up.
You gotta, parent trap it.
That's a good point.
Get her back with her ex or some.
Yeah. Or even just hire a male prostitute to just really fuck
her. A gigolo.
Her big time.
Gigolo.
An emotional gigolo.
Like
he goes in there and...
yep. Well, you can embezzle from the company, so it's not your... it's not on your dime.
Right.
Yeah. Right? And then if
use
it
looks... her money.
Use the company's money to pay for a gigolo.
Yeah.
And then if it comes back, you're like, this wasn't me. Why would I buy this lady? So she looks like she's stealing from the company to get dick. Okay. You're in the clear.
In the clear. That's what makes it scandalous a little bit. It's
I think that's a great idea.
I think that's what it is. She's lonely.
The fix up.
She's definitely lonely as hell.
Yeah.
Get her somebody... in replacement.
And the kid ain't coming home for Easter, so she double lonely, my nigga.
She's texting you at 11 o'clock.
At 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's after hours.
She also does want to fuck this guy for sure.
Right? At 11 o'clock? Absolutely.
There's no way, like, if she's older, he's what, 30, he said?
He said 28.
28, yeah. So he's like...
he sounded 30.
Yeah.
And that whole, the kid not coming home, that was her shooting a shot.
I think 11 o'clock text in general is just, that's way, and talking about
past
your family.
9 a.m.?
You got to be like, I think for an immediate change, you got to be like, listen, my girlfriend don't like you hitting me up. She says,
interesting.
She says you got to leave me alone.
And that way,
righteous.
I love that because if she does want to fuck him, it'll also flatter her. The fact that the girlfriend sees her as a threat in this scenario would kind of flatter this lady. And it might be just enough. You might have thrown her just enough of a bone to get her off the scent.
Right.
I still say embezzle money so she can get dick down. But to start with this.
Or do both.
It's a two-pronged approach.
There's a B story. There's an A story and B story.
Listen, my girlfriend said, you got to leave me alone. She don't like this. Yeah. She said you need to get a man.
Yeah.
Then you steal.
Have you? Yeah.
And help her get a man.
Yeah, so implant the idea, and then she carries out the idea.
Right.
That's great. That's,
that's dope.
But the girlfriend thing is a great angle, actually. Yeah, actually,
you said it's a good panel.
Good panel,
I think we got it. We actually did. It's been a while since we've given good advice, I feel like. And this actually did work. So,
smart
we knocked out of the park. Next question, Eldis. That's annoying. Have you guys ever had a very like annoying boss that just won't? Or
I haven't had a boss in a long time.
Yeah. I mean, all bosses, when you work for them, are annoying. When you work for yourself, I love me.
Yeah, I'm pretty cool.
I'm a great boss.
Yeah. I'm lenient.
Eldis, don't answer this question. Eldis, you do not get to answer this question.
Yeah, hey, when my boss tells me about his dick issues. He's like, fuck, man. It can't get fucking hard.
Yeah, that must have been tough at your old job, man. That must have been tough at CBS local radio when your boss was telling you about his dick, because I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I kind of had a coworker situation like that where it was like, you know, you just start bonding with someone in the office when you sit close to them, and you just start like shitting on other like dumbass people who you work with, and you get closer, but then it just turned into like, I'm just hearing about all her bad dates, and she's moving from Brooklyn to Jersey. And
she was doing bad.
yeah, that's tough.
And we're also there when like the company was kind of dying, but it just kind of got resolved when we both got laid off on the same day.
And so you've never spoken to her since?
No.
I gave you a stress pillow. That's terrible.
But yeah, maybe if they both get laid off.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Get fired.
Should I cue this up?
Yeah.
Elders of the show.
Hey, Stav. Hey, Elders of the show.
Thank you.
I've called in before about feeling like I have compatibility issues with my long-term boyfriend, and I think I'm at a point now where I just don't see a future with him, and I'm really struggling to come to terms with that.
Oops is hilarious. Go back.
Oops. Yeah, man. Yeesh.
Yeah, Derek's like, yeah, you haven't even brought up moving in. It's been 3 years. You're like, this fucking dummy. Oops. Keep him at arm's length at all times. That's the that's the solution. All right, let's play it, Eldest.
A point now where I just don't see a future with him, and I'm really struggling to come to terms with that and would love some advice. So I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years. We met in college, and he came with me to law school this past year, and we've been living together. And, you know, coming in, I knew we had some compatibility issues. Like, he's pretty messy. I'm pretty loud. It can be aggressive. But I just thought we'd work on that together, and now it's been a year of living together, and we're always arguing, and he's so messy, and he doesn't really make an effort to change, and I just worry that I'll spend my life picking up after him, and I think I'm just ready to end the relationship, and that's kind of scary.
She's fully crying.
Yeah,
she knows. I'm just unsure how to break things off with him and how to go forward. I mean, we live together. Our lease is up in the summer, I'll be spending the summertime away
just right
from where we live, so I would have to find an apartment to come back to, essentially, and I just kind of feel bad breaking up with him this way, because he followed me here, and that really sucks, so I'm just not really sure how to end things with my boyfriend without it being super messy and uncomfortable, but I know, like, he's probably going to be upset, and that's fine. I just don't know how to do it while also showing that, like, I still care for this person, and I really respect him, and I want him to have a good life going forward, too. So any advice you have on that would be great. Sorry for, like, kind of crying in the middle of this, but I'm also a Patreon. So, like,
Patreon subscriber. We got to help this girl out.
You
gotta follow the money.
Damn, this is, I mean, look.
It's not that tough.
I feel for the, we've all been here where it's like, when you're in the thick of it, and it feels like the end of the world, and I get why she's crying, because she's like, it's basically, even this compatibility stuff, she just knows they don't want to be together, and it's like, yeah, there's reasons for it, but it's like, it seems like there's something even more fundamental than that, and it's like, once you know you don't want to be with someone, the little annoying shit gets so loud.
She kept saying he was messy. Sound like he dirty.
Yeah. Yeah. She did
call in with a 3-minute voicemail before that I just never got to, but she was like just complaining about how they moved in together and he's messy as fuck. They argue about it all the time. She's tired of cleaning up after him.
Yeah. And also, she's in law school and she's acting like a mom back at the house. Like, girl,
that's crazy.
The lease is up in the summer.
We lit.
Do it now.
Yeah.
Because you already know. You're about to be a lawyer. Like, we don't even. Does he work?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, even. And the thing is, like, you're young as fuck. You met in college.
Yeah.
The odds of even a perfect relationship working when you meet someone when you're like 20 are so low. And I think in some ways it's good that, like, you guys jumped right into it because it became so clear it's not going to work.
Right.
And there's a different timeline where you're, you know, he doesn't move with you and you guys kind of do long distance and that stretches out shit and you don't realize for another 3 years that you guys aren't meant to be together.
Right.
So as sad as it is right now, and it is sad, right? Like, you know, I remember when me and my college girlfriend broke up and we dated a couple years after, and it was like, you know, that's all you really know and it's fucking, you're really sad. But then, you know, our lives were so different. And in 5-10 years, you're going to be like me looking back now, I'm 35, thinking if I had not broken up with that, like, she's got a family, she's got her, she did all the shit she wanted to do, and I did all the shit I wanted to do. In 10 years, you're going to look back at this and be like, oh yeah, we just had, this had to happen. So how do you do, and she agrees though, right? Because she said, I know it has to end. She's more asking about how to do it.
Because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And there's no, I mean, look, that's the other thing. It's not like it's easy to fucking break up.
You gotta rip the bandaid off.
Yeah, rip the bandaid.
Do it on FaceTime.
Yeah. Do it on FaceTime from the vacation.
It's not a complete cop out if it's on FaceTime. It's not. Text,
I broke up with somebody on speakerphone once.
Who's laughing in the back?
It was me. He was like, hey, I'll come get my stuff. I said, oh, no, I'll put it in an Uber.
Damn.
Oh, you shit his.
Damn.
Because well, it's like, you're going to come over here so we can have this conversation in person.
Right.
I did it on the phone for a reason.
Yeah. Were you dating for a while or no?
It was like a couple months, but he was like a very like emotional dude.
Couple
like,
months.
Oh, shit.
You can send it in the Uber for a couple months.
You can send it in an Uber, shit.
I said, you home now?
Parcel. Uber parcel will be there.
Uber parcel. A nigga on
my
the
mood will be there very soon.
He's going to pull out this hot
bag. It's on a rebel scooter.
Yeah, it's hot because the next delivery is a pizza, so your khakis are fucking steaming.
The clothes are on top of a hot pizza.
Yeah.
So,
on top of a hot pie.
So look, I don't know how to do it. You know, it's...
Just do it.
You
ain't
just
to it, but
you
to do
sit
it.
Him down and you know, you guys obviously live together. There's no speakerphone in your future. It has to be in person, obviously. But because you are kind of lucky that the lease is up, mm-hmm. is like up. It's a very it has to happen.
It's the universe
now.
Telling you to do it.
Yeah. So you do it maybe, I don't know, a month before the lease is up to give him plenty of time to figure his shit out. You're gonna leave. She's leaving, or do it. A couple weeks before you leave, I guess, or right before, a week before you leave, because she said she's going away for the summer. So that motherfucker can just have the place to himself until the lease is up, and then be like, I'm not renewing this lease. I won't be back. And then, yeah, it's going to be tough, but you kind of are kind of protected by the fact that you're leaving in the summer and the lease is up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You just cannot let it go past that.
Yeah,
that's
man.
The only thing, that's the only advice we can tell you. And in terms of like specifics, unfortunately, this is just one of those things that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get easy. You
it's
have
semantics.
To, and you have to just be like, you have to also say, we argue all the time. I really care about you, but I think it's clear that we're just not compatible at the next level of, and that's what happens. Some relationships are great when you see each other 3 times a month.
Right.
Some are great when you see each other, you know, 8 times a month. Some are great when you live together. And then it just, at each level, either relationship makes it or it doesn't until you either get married or you don't. And this is clearly, you guys hit your threshold. So
yeah.
You just got
to... And I think that it's important to be honest about why. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to give you the first line of the breakup. Ready?
Yeah, here we go.
Look, we both know this isn't working.
Oh, shit. Wow. Marie, how many times have you said that? That came out of Marie's mouth like Steph Curry shoots a jump shot. Smooth.
Swish. Water.
Smooth.
Water. That's water right there. Look.
Because if I know, you know. Yeah. And if you don't know, that means you dumb.
Yeah.
Either way, it's not working.
It's not working. This is not happening.
And she's like, he came all the way to law school. He moved here with me. Girl, he can move back.
He can move back.
Yeah.
To wherever he came from.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
His homies will laugh at him.
Yeah.
If I was one, I'd laugh my ass off when he came back. Ah! Bitch ass nigga.
Yeah. For sure. No, this is going to be tough, but it's also like he moved there too, but he also never took constructive criticism about your shared living situation.
Right.
And you're in fucking law school. It's not like he moved because you were like, you know. You moved.
It's not
because,
like you followed him.
Yeah. And it's not like you were doing.
Wild.
You're also doing something that takes a lot of. He followed you to something that's hard for you, right? Like, and he became difficult, right? Like, you're supposed, like you're saying, she's in law school. She's not trying to be like a mom. And the last thing you need when you're in school is to feel your fucking relationship crumbling because your partner who. You know, you thought was going to be support is not completely not supportive. Doesn't and if he can't get it right now, when I'm guessing he's just working an entry level job, mm-hmm. and he's got a lot more time than you because you're in school. It's just not, you know, it's all good. This shit happens. You don't feel guilty. You know, the fact that he followed you there is because you had a good relationship at the time and it just didn't work out.
This
is reality. You'll also gain some context and perspective when you're, you know. When you, the older you get, you'll be fine.
Last line for the breakup. People break up every day, B.
You be all right. You tough, right, nigga? Get some super suck. Get this motherfucker some super suck.
So I give you the first line, I give you the last line.
You just fill in
the rest.
Fill in the blanks.
It's like break up Mad Libs.
You be all right, nigga. Yeah. Get some super suck.
Hey, Stav. Hey, guess. Just a quick one for you. I got... my best friend is moving in with me, and she is a she, and she's quite attractive, and I know for a fact has no interest in me.
What?
And I was just hoping for some advice on how to approach not, you know, ruining a relationship by accidentally having a horny moment.
What?
And,
that's
the wrong thing. Just looking for advice. Should I have her move in? Should I not have her move in?
No, if you're thinking this, no.
No. Next question.
How do I stop having a horny moment?
Yeah, that don't sound good at all.
This woman doesn't want to be under attack in her home.
She's going to wake up and he's going to be just like jerking off.
That's weird, bro. Do that for her,
dude,
more than you.
No.
Y'all got to be friends from a distance. Yeah.
This is crazy,
She's
bro.
Quite attractive. I know she has no interest in me. Yikes.
Oh, dude. How do you not have a horny moment? What are you talking about?
It sounds like he already has had like a horny moment. Just
he's having
some
a horny
weird
moment
shit.
While he was recording.
Yeah.
And it's like, it seems like she kind of knows, like, why would you like say yes to.
I don't want
to
victim blame here, but at the same time, why would you move in with this guy?
He probably was like, I got an extra room. You don't got to worry about rent.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay.
Well, she's pretty.
Yeah. She's pretty.
And, you know, of course, he's simping out.
That's tough, though.
And now he's thinking about it like, shit.
Well, sir,
let me call Stav.
And he said, I got a quick one for you because you already know what the answer to this question is.
Yeah, dude. What the fuck? The fact that he's like, I know for a fact she has no interest means he's tried to fuck her already and gotten denied.
Yeah.
And now
he's zoned.
And
he's like a friend zone man.
Truly,
he's
dude.
The mayor of the friend zone.
He's zoned. That boy is it. He's redlined.
He's getting redlined out of pussy.
That's a goddamn shame. That is a Quan shame. Good Lord.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I mean, she clearly has no other options if she's moving in with you.
Don't be weird about it.
Yeah. But also,
this is going to air before. You got to text this guy not to move in with this girl. Because this is not going to air in time.
Just give us an update after it does happen.
Eldis is worried about the content. All right, I guess that's true. Good point. If you've gone through with this, update us on how bad it's gone. Hopefully not from jail. Okay.
Somebody call Olivia Benson.
Yeah, please, God, don't ever.
Call up the girl going
here's a general rule. Yeah. Here's a general rule for everyone. Don't move in with anyone that you're afraid about having a horny moment in front of.
Horny moment. As said in the paragraph. Yikes.
Your home should be a place of refuge.
Right.
You should, and also, like as fucked up as it is, you don't want to subject anyone to unwanted advances in their home, but also. You want to be worried about that in your house? You can't be comfortable if there. Like,
some
think about how you act
there.
Around a girl you want to fuck. You're not never comfortable. You're just like, you're always worried about your posture. You're like sitting weird on your own couch, trying to fucking watch fucking movies.
Trying to make the illusion of abs.
Yeah. You get into contouring and stage makeup to fucking give yourself abs.
You
but
like doing this?
This is one of the worst. Yeah. Oh, what's up?
I worked out six times today.
Yeah, this is bad for like 700 different reasons. Please don't do it.
Don't do it.
Next question. Horny moment is so hilarious.
Horny moment is insane.
Hey there, Stav. How's it going? Got a real conundrum on my hands.
Uh-oh.
Me and my brother, we grew up on a farm. Long story short, when we were growing up, he wasn't doing so great. He was, to be honest with you, kind of a loser.
Uh-oh.
And he, I decided that I'd let him have the farm, essentially, when my father passed, even though, you know, it was split 50-50. I went on to be a social studies teacher.
Social studies.
And I guess long story short, we transitioned to organics, and the farm has been making quite a bit more money, and I go work on there, you know, 50% of the time. And but I always let him have most of it because, you know, here again, he didn't have much going on for him. But we started doing really well in the organic industry, and we...
It gets cut off, but you kind of get the idea.
I don't.
He's trying to get his farm back?
What do you mean I get the idea?
I mean, I think he's calling, like, he gave his brother the farm when their dad died, even though, like, he was entitled to half of it. Now it's doing well.
But so he wants that other half.
Yeah.
Does he? I don't know for sure. I mean, yeah,
that's kind of what I see.
Just some way to make it right, because the farm started doing unexpectedly well, basically.
If that's his question, then...
He says he goes to work there 50% of the time.
Yeah, it seems pretty messy, right? Like, legally, what's the situation? And I mean, it's not just about legal. It's about what you and your brother have, you know, you have to talk to your brother and say what's fair. Like, honestly, me and my brother, I invested in his business, and we have, like, a general agreement. We haven't even signed anything yet. I trust my brother.
Right.
I don't know if this guy is, if he's there, but his, at least me and my brother... talked very specific numbers, even though if it's not written down, like, eventually we're going to do it. With this guy, I'm worried because it is a little nebulous, right? Like, he hasn't said, like, it's 50-50, but he's like, I let my brother have it. I worked there some of the time. You know, I let him keep most of it. Like, these are, you can't just go off vibes and feeling with shit like this. You have to actually sit down and have a real conversation. So, hilarious that this, we have 3,770 calls, and Elders is like, yeah, we don't really know what he asked, but the first 50 seconds were interesting enough, so I guess we'll just guess what the question
is. This is a very open-ended thing.
But if the question is, I don't even know. I guess what I would say is talk to your brother and
get
just,
your money.
You guys have to have
get your money, get your half. Draw a line down the middle of the farm. Yeah. This is your side of the farm, and that's his
my side of the farm.
Yeah. But if
write your name on your side of the farm. Yeah.
If his fuck up brother made the farm better, I think it's fair for him to get a bigger percentage than 50-50. If it wasn't doing well and the brother, like, revitalized it, made it organics, if that was all his idea, then I think you should get a better share. Wait, let me read this again.
I went on to be a social studies teacher. I guess
he's a social studies teacher. He need the money.
He does need the money.
The brother did okay.
Yeah, the brother's the one who did the work, right? Yeah.
But the brother was able to do the work because he gave him the farm.
Not really. Mm. He had 50% of the farm, though.
Right.
Like, this is our caller here. That's his spin. But think of it. Let's say I'm the brother. I'm like, my brother fucked off and went to teach social studies
because
he thought I was too fucking stupid to run a farm. I took that opportunity and made it a cash cow. And now that it's successful, he wants to come back.
Yeah, but
and
it's get saying 50-50. I think he still goes to the farm. He says he's there,
and that's why this is a bad question that Elder should not have picked because we have no idea what he's asking, literally, and even what he said, we're not exactly sure what he's getting
asking
at.
Asking what crop? It is. Yeah.
This is a conundrum.
This is a real conundrum. Just more top-notch producing from Eldis.
A real conundrum.
This
is a social studies lesson.
I mean, we have literally 3,000 calls, and you pick one that is not finished.
I feel like we rarely get farm questions.
You're right.
It's a farm.
We rarely litigate agricultural legal issues.
Yeah.
We got to send this to the lawyer lady.
That's true.
That's what I'm thinking. That'll be our first case.
So
it sounds like the caller is the loser now, not the brother anymore.
Exactly.
So it's like, can you stop teaching social studies and can you try to go into business with him?
And it's your brother, hopefully.
Like, what is social studies?
Social studies stunk. Social studies.
Like Revolutionary War?
It's like history.
1776? Like, yeah.
But what's history then? History was history.
Social studies is sociology. Like,
I hate sociology.
It's all that shit together. It's like for high school kids, you know?
Yeah.
There's no pure history class in elementary and middle. So I think social studies kind of is all those humanities wrapped up into one.
It's like phonics.
So yeah, either way, I guess it just comes down to have a conversation with your brother and be like, I want to get back in here. And maybe you should discuss what the split should be. If he's okay with it being 50-50, if he's that good a guy.
But right. I don't feel like the brother going to be like, because the brother made the farm dope. He going to be like, man, kiss my ass.
If I'm the brother, I would be like, okay, if you really want to get back in here, I just need a little bit more of a percentage.
40, you know?
60. 60, 40, 70, yeah. Whatever, 30, whatever the fuck it is. You guys can figure it out.
They'll work it out.
So, yeah, good luck, little buddy. I guess. I don't know. I hope we answered your question. Again, we're just guessing. Let's play another one, Big Eld.
Hey, Stavi and Eldis. I'm a 33-year-old man, mm-hmm. and I've been smoking weed since I was probably 21. I smoke every day. Mostly, I don't like take dabs or like do any wild shit. I mostly just like smoke joints and freeze pipes. I got a freeze pipe because of you. Anyway, my question is, in reality, like I'm a super productive person. I get a ton of shit done every day. I work out. I'm healthy. I eat healthy. I go on runs. I take my dog to the park.
I stop bragging, right?
I'm in a fulfilling, happy relationship. But like, I have this weird, like, maybe it's from my childhood, like some Christian guilt shit. Like, I don't know what it is, but I feel guilty about smoking weed lately, and it kind of came out of. Anyway, I guess my question is: is there something wrong with smoking weed every day if you're still productive and like? Get things done and live a full happy life. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, first of all, this is another thing. This is another problem of the narrator here, where he's like, "My life's perfect. I would love a panel of three of your closest friends to let us know if you are indeed as productive as you claim you are." Because I know a lot of potheads. They're like, "Oh, dude, I'm getting a lot of shit done," and they're
they
not.
They do one thing a day.
Yeah.
If I do two things in one day, I'm like, "Yo, I'm taking tomorrow off."
I go celebrate while smoking my weed. Yeah, so much shit today.
But you know, in general, no. What the fuck? We're not a prudish show here. We don't judge anyone for whatever the fuck they do. I think a little, you know, if you smoke weed every day, but you do all your shit, it's kind of like somebody who has a drink every night, or like, you know, it's like, is it the healthiest for you? Probably not. But everyone has their own little vice, mm-hmm. and if you have this thing. And you still feel good about everything, and it's not fucking your body up in other ways, then yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he doesn't feel good about it. So I think you probably, in your perfect life, maybe smoke less. Maybe smoke not every day, but smoke for the important stuff. You know? The movies, the weddings, dinners, the sex. Like, smoke weed for the important things.
Yeah, not just all the time.
For right. Don't wake and bake.
How does he healthy eating and all that shit.
Does he say he smokes every day? He doesn't like...
He said he smokes every day.
He's not even doing dabs and crazy shit.
Since right. I was 21, smoke weed every day. Okay, so, yeah, that's interesting. That's a good point that he does on some level feel bad about it. I guess my thing would be, if the only guilty thing is some, like, weird morality thing that's left over from, you know, dumb church bullshit, then I say keep smoking, but... If there is some kind of deeper, because I remember thinking this way, like I was smoking weed a lot last year and I was productive from like a work standpoint, but I knew on some level, I did feel bad about it because I knew on some level it was, and I've been sober so far this year and it's just, I feel better. And yeah, I miss smoking weed and I was productive technically. Now, I didn't have my whole life figured out, like I was very unhealthy overall and it's a health thing for me, but there's been other times in my life where pretty much everything's going good and I do get fucked up a lot, but I manage it. And there is that part of me that's like, yeah, but if I wasn't smoking weed, I would be even more productive. Or I would just feel better.
It's probably a mix of that.
So I think probably what you should do here, buddy, is at least give yourself 2 months with no weed.
Take a break.
Feel what that feels like. Shit. Especially if you're 20, if it's been every day since you're 21. You might just want to know you don't even know what it's like not to smoke weed anymore, which is kind of crazy.
Don't smoke, so yeah.
You know he's blowing smoke in that dog's face.
That's true. That dog's caught some wild contact.
Yeah, the dog be doing dabs.
But yeah, I mean, part of the reason I went, I'm going sober this year, because I thought about it. I was like, the last time I was fully sober for a year, I was 12 years old. You know what I mean? Wow. And it's like, damn, that's a long time.
Bunk bed days?
Yeah, bunk bed days. You're drinking a little. You're getting kind of fucked up. You know, that was the first time. At the Greek festival, getting drunk as fuck when you're 13 years old. But Yeah, so I think, yeah, here's what you do. You take a break, and take a real break. Not a couple, not a week, not like at least a month.
At least a month.
2 months, I would say, is the safe thing.
Yeah.
2 months is you really want to get that shit out of your system and see how it feels. And if you're like, and maybe if you can stand it, 3 months. And just really give yourself as big a sample size as you feel like you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And if it feels better, then you're like, and then if you feel great, maybe don't go back. But if you're like, I like this, but I still think I could fold weed back into it, and then just play around with it. See if you're a weed, like you're saying, an important, maybe on the weekends you're a weed guy. Maybe you smoke
maybe
weed
at night.
You know, 2 times a week. Maybe you figure it out for yourself, but the only way to figure it out, whether this guilt is just like dumb, you know, leftover church stuff, or it's real because you feel like you're not living up to your potential, the only way you figure that out is with a real control group period, which is full sobriety for a while. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not smoking this month.
Good luck. Nice, really?
Yeah.
How's it
going? I'm
going
to smoke on Saturday for sure. 420.
Well, that is in the month.
Yeah.
That is in the month. I smoked.
But I'm saying I haven't smoked early for the whole month.
And I don't feel bad. So yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm still high. I'm still eating edibles. I'm just not smoking weed.
I'm ingesting weed. I am not smoking it. That's what you do.
Drinking weed. THC drinks.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you make some can of butter? Shut the fuck up. Give me a,
make some eggs with some weed butter.
There you go, bull. That's, man is over
that's
here.
That's true crackhead. Like, when you're making fucking an omelet with weed butter, that's one of the most fucked up things I could ever
imagine.
That's
called being an adult. Adulting stuff.
You that's, fucking addicts. Yeah. You fucking addicts
like,
with.
I don't even miss weed.
Don't even
you mean. Addicts with commitment issues. No problem seeing album. Weed every day, huh, Marie? But God forbid a man you love wants to hang out.
Yeah. Don't say anything about love. Nah. Not I, said the cat.
That's right. It's a hard word, that love. You don't just throw that around crazy.
Woo.
Baby.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys got to figure it out. Never mind. No, I'm wrong. You're right. What do you got here, Eldis? You got a nice one here for us?
All right.
Hello, Stav. Hello, Eldis. Hello, guest. Long story shorter, I'm going through a friend breakup.
Friend breakup.
My best friend from childhood, she told me she can't come to my wedding.
Oh, wow.
A month before my wedding, I got really upset. I kind of called her out because it's a bullshit answer. Like, you couldn't find coverage for your shift at the retirement home bar.
Dang.
Oh, pause this.
She just kind of
that's
went
a real job?
Retirement home bar.
The bar.
That's boxed,
not even the home.
That's boxed wines all
on the edge. Yeah.
This is a cigarette. Let's just say this. Great retirement home.
Yeah.
Like
it's lit.
Yeah.
That is pretty
litty
cool.
Up in there. Is it in Florida?
That's pretty fucking awesome.
It's across from Diddy's house.
Yeah, there you go.
But that is also hysterical.
Yeah,
that
you could
like,
find somebody to cover your shit.
Your best friend's wedding?
Home bar, bitch.
But anyway. Every word just made it worse and better.
She
just,
absolutely.
So cover your shift
absolutely.
At the retirement home bar.
She's putting Jameson and applesauce for these old people. All right, let's see what else this lady has to say here, Elders.
Leave your dentures in the bowl.
Yeah, soaking the dentures. That's awesome.
Dentures on the rocks.
A month in advance when you knew about the wedding for a year. She got really angry about that. She cursed me out. She told me she was going to block me. Okay. I blocked her first because I don't have time for that. She called my mom immediately afterwards to try
mom.
To like get my mom on her side.
What?
That was weird.
Mm-hmm.
My mom handled it well. I tried to just forget about what happened a couple days ago. She messages me on WhatsApp repeating every single thing again.
The fuck was that?
That she's
worried.
Not sorry for what she did. She's not going to apologize that I'm crazy. People should yell at me more. And then she sent me 10 voice memos
what
cursing me out.
Okay.
So I blocked her
this
there.
Is sounding
and then
more Florida-ish
she immediately tried to get in touch with my sisters. So I don't have questions about the friendship. The friendship is over. How do I get this girl to leave my family alone? She's literally like on a rampage trying to emotionally manipulate any family member of mine that she can into taking her side, and it's fucked up and it's very sad. And now it's 2 weeks before my wedding, so damn. Just wondering what you would do to get her out of my life permanently so I can live my best life.
Wow.
I would say you you mail an envelope to her home that says, congratulations, you've just won free tickets to the Gathering of the Juggalos, which I'm assuming she's a huge fan of.
Yeah.
And then you, it's actually just a that it's just a one-way ticket there, and you just leave her there. Obviously, there's no way she has the resources to get home. That's what I would do. This is fucking this is some of the most fucking trash behavior I've ever. Like,
the mom, the sisters trying to get bitches on her side,
screaming, saying it's not my fault. It's like
10
what
voice
the fuck?
Memos.
And I was about to be
that's
like,
10
well,
too many.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. I mean, she hit her on WhatsApp.
Already. Yeah.
That's where aunties send us stuff from out the country.
Exactly. That's for that's aunts for the from the Barbados to send you glittering
Jesus memes.
Yeah. That's really not for this sort of thing.
WhatsApp.
So go up. How long have they been friends, did she say? Since they were
since childhood.
Since childhood.
But I am, okay, a couple little context clues here.
Okay.
Retirement. Home bar plus her friend's behavior. This to me feels like a pretty white trash friendship.
Absolutely.
And that this girl's probably 20 getting married or something. So it's like they're probably not, because this is behavior that's not. I mean, if a 35-year-old is behaving like this, a 30-year-old is behaving like, even if anyone over the age of 25 is behaving like this, that's crazy. But I guess it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, Florida's real.
Florida's real.
What's the area code? Just we won't say it, but just out of curiosity. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. A trash place, folks. Let's just say that.
And I'm more familiar now because I'm from that. Trash.
These are the whites Derek's family looked down on from their suburban go-kart track.
Derek's family called the cops on these whites.
Officers, the whites are around our go-kart track.
Dirty whites.
This is fucking nuts.
Yeah, but your family is your family.
Yeah.
And you have a wedding coming up in 2 weeks. Like, they should... in my mind, all be taking your side. So,
but I think I don't think it's that. It's that. How do you get this person to stop behaving this way? Like, she's just like, at this point, this person is a menace.
Right.
How do I get her to just fucking leave my family alone? Mm-hmm. Which is tough. I mean, has she done anything illegal? We don't really like to promote going to the cops on this show.
No.
But has she done anything? Can you get a restraining order or some shit? I don't know.
How is she so, how does she have all this time to curse you out and call your family when she can't get her shift covered for the wedding?
Can't get that shift
you
covered
can't get
at the
shift at the retirement home bar covered,
can't get
but
that shift covered.
You have time to send me 10 voice memos?
Yeah, this is fucking nuts. I'm trying to think of that anything, if I've experienced anything close to this, and I don't think so.
So sad.
I mean, hiring fucking, this sucks, but hiring... This kind of person now might show up to the wedding to fuck
right,
it up.
Right.
So like, I'm more worried about the like I'm struggling to find any advice other than you just have to wait a person like this out. Mm-hmm. You like it would be insane if she continues to do this for months and months and years even. Like for the wedding, you might literally consider hiring security.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want this fucking lunatic coming
you
in.
You gotta
here.
Put her picture up in front of every entrance and be like, don't let this person in.
Yeah, you don't want her
shadow ban.
You don't want her crashing into your wedding cake on her uncle's dirt bike. just God damn, this is fuck. I mean, I would consider a restraining order if she's talking about like abusive violent shit, but in terms of just
emotionally
manipulating, how do you let?
I mean, you're gonna have to have your mom talk to her because I don't think she'll curse your mother out.
Who knows? What the she fuck might. Dumb ten, bitch like
ten,
this.
Ten voice memos.
But I think you're gonna have to have your mom talk to her and be like, "Hey,
some psychological
your family still
right,
but." You just gotta wait till after the wedding.
Some lying is a good point. Having your mom, who she seems to respect, be like, "Look, we're gonna work this out. You guys just need to chill. Right. Let the wedding go off as planned, and we'll figure this shit out.
Right.
And just let it cool off.
And then, you know, since she's gonna miss the wedding, whatever aunt is shooting on an iPad at the wedding, have that auntie send her the footage.
Send it to her on WhatsApp.
Send it on WhatsApp.
A Zoom wedding.
Yeah. I also feel for her because I get, like, yes, it's almost like the easiest way to handle someone like this is to semi-appease them, but she doesn't deserve that. You know what I mean? That's the hard part.
She doesn't deserve it, but also you don't deserve your wedding to get destroyed by another person. Sabotaged. So that's why it's like, send the mom in, have the mom be like, chill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Put a date on the books for like after the wedding for y'all to talk.
Yeah.
And then if you don't want to talk to her, don't show up.
Right. Yeah. But unfortunately, this is the kind of thing that you have to wait out. Yeah. These lunatics are not gonna just fucking. Yeah, you can't reason with her. Just you can't be like, "Hey, this is crazy how you're behaving," because she's being a fucking bitch, and you just have to tell your. I mean, it's crazy for her to get all your family members involved, but you just have to be like, block her. Please don't engage with her. You have to be apologetic, and it sucks that she put you in that position, but that's all you can do. Mm. And yeah, a fucking insane friend is. Yikes. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Have
a drink at the retirement home bar.
Anything short and fun for us to go out on here, Eldis? Or was that your big
end with a bang?
Or was that your big closer?
Okay,
truck stop.
Here, I got one.
Okay,
hold on.
All right, so it was your big closer. Let's see you scramble. I love this. Mm. I love when we put you on the spot.
You know, I always got some.
Well. You say that. I'm not seeing a lot of action on the Google Voice page.
I mean, it's like 98 tabs.
Yeah, it's a lot of tabs.
All right, here we go.
Hey, what's up, guys? Stop, Eldis. Yes. This is just a response to the guy that called him live show or the Kush Brothers episode about what's the benefits of having foreskins. European girlfriend. I am circumcised. And I get so much shit for it. Like, that's she makes fun of my dick. all of her friends have their foreskin. So the benefits are the rest of the world has their fucking
that's
foreskin.
That's right. Are you we a worldly man? States,
and we look fucking stupid to them. So if being an American was even better, or, you know, getting made fun of for everything that we've done, like Trump and politics and bombing the whole world. On top of that, we snip our cocks, so we're looking fucking stupid. Also, every piece of great art that shows cock, they have foreskin.
Great
so we look fucking stupid. That's the benefit of not being circumcised.
Thank you.
So, I'm an ally to the Unclipped community. Have a great one.
And we're happy to have you. That's what I like. You know, a traitor to his clipped cock brethren. Come along to the natural side, my friend. We're doing research on how to get it restored for you.
Oh, Jesus.
You know how Topic managers stretch their earlobes out with gauges? We're figuring that technology out for your snipped foreskin.
They're doing a lot of work with stem cells.
Yeah. Where the skin rebuilds itself.
Graft.
It's graft. Thank you. It's a skin graft of some sort.
That's beautiful, Eldis.
We use
thank
the
you.
DNA from Froh. You know what I'm
Yeah, we could do that. We could get an animal with a similar foreskin.
Yeah.
The way they use pig heart valves for heart transplants. This probably
that's fucking crazy.
Ew, pig dick.
I don't know about pig, but
don't
you know.
Touch me with that.
I'm kosher. I'm Muslim. Yeah. I can't do it. Thank you.
Not pig dick.
Thank you for coming out strong for the uncircumcised community, my friend. And I love that his European girlfriend makes fun of his dick. That's awesome.
But also has seen all her friends' dicks.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that.
That's what's stuck out for me.
This girl for the streets. She for these uncircumcised streets.
And we're happy to have her, too.
I know that. All her friends. It's so like, funny.
They have foreskin parties?
I guess I'm hoping. Something. What, like I'm a, hoping, like what I'm hoping is happening is that they're all like, you know, having drinking or whatever, or having dinner or whatever, and she's like, my fucking dumb boyfriend's clipped, and all her unclipped boys are like, ah, fucking pussy. I think it's something like that.
They're all putting their dicks on the table.
Yep, beautiful. So that's nice. That is a nice heartwarming note to go out on, Eldis. Thank you very much. Derek, Marie, thank you so much for coming. Great
hey, man,
episode.
Thanks for having me, man.
You had a great time.
And yeah, is there anything you do want to plug?
Well, if you come out and go first.
I host the live dating show, Why Are You Single?
Yeah, it's so funny. I meant to ask shit about that, and then we just started talking about Derek's suburban childhood, and we were off to the races.
We were like, Home Alone, like, you're Richie Rich.
No, I'm Kevin McAllister.
You're Montana Max. Why Are You Single?
Yep.
I'm doing that in New York once a month. I'm doing it in a couple different cities in the fall, I think. So look out for that.
Nice.
And then, you know, come find me on Instagram. It's Reezy, R-E-E-E-Z-Y.
I love it.
See you there.
Derek?
Yeah, well, I'm doing a lot of touring this summer, so whenever this comes out, you catch me on tour with Pete Davidson. And I'm also still doing stuff for, like, our tour is over. By the time this comes out, the four tour with No Need for Apologies will be over. Mm. But we'll still be booking dates. So look for us in a cool part of town and follow me on Instagram at The Great Boy, T-H-E-G-R-E-A-T-B-O-Y.
And we had a great episode with your partner.
Dave Temple, funny shit.
Dave Temple, funny shit. And we had one of our first episodes with you and Mateo, too. So
yeah, Mateo.
Those are some great vintage episodes of Stavi's
Classic
World, folks.
Classic episode.
We'll see you next time. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.
Bye.